Welcome back, tech enthusiasts, to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of today's tech landscape. I'm your host, Alex, the one who spends way too much time in the documentation black hole.
And I'm Jamie, your resident question asker and the person who's here to make sure Alex doesn't get too lost in the tech jargon jungle. Today, we're tackling a huge topic, AI bias detection.
Right you are, Jamie. It's a topic that's as complex as it is important. But fear not, we're going to break it down, explain the ins and outs, and maybe, just maybe, have a little fun along the way.
Fun with bias detection? I'm skeptical, but you've surprised me before. Where do we even start with something like this?
Good question. First off, let's define our beast. AI bias detection is all about identifying and quantifying unfair treatment or outcomes in machine learning models. And trust me, the bias can sneak in from all sorts of places, not just the algorithms.
So you're saying my AI isn't just learning from its data, it's picking up on biases too?
Exactly. It could be anything from the data it's trained on, like a facial recognition model that's seen more light skin tones than dark, to the way it's designed or even where it's deployed.
Huh. So it's not just a coding error, it's a whole web of factors. How do you even begin to tackle that?
With tools and frameworks designed for this very purpose, there's FairLearn from Microsoft, AI Fairness 360 from IBM, and Google's What If tool, to name a few. They help us assess and mitigate bias in our models.
Tools to the rescue. But how do they work? Can you give me an example?
Sure. Let's say we're building a loan approval model. With something like FairLearn, we'd first train our model, then use the library to evaluate fairness metrics. For instance, we might look at demographic parity or equalized odds to see if our model is treating all groups fairly.
And if it's not?
Then we dive into mitigation strategies. But it's important to remember, fairness isn't a one-time checkbox. It's a continuous process of monitoring and adjusting.
Continuous monitoring. Got it. Sounds like a lot of work, though. Are companies actually doing this?
They are, increasingly. From tech giants like Microsoft to financial institutions, they're integrating fairness metrics into their machine learning lifecycle. But it's not without its challenges.
Oh, spill the tea. What kind of challenges?
Well, for starters, there's the trade-off between fairness and model accuracy. Then there's the issue of bias drifting over time as new data comes in. Not to mention, different teams within the same company might have different ideas about what fairness even means.
Sounds like a minefield. How do they navigate it?
With a lot of careful thought and a good dose of human oversight, AI bias detection is as much about the technology as it is about the people and processes around it.
So what's the takeaway for our listeners, especially those tinkering with their own AI projects?
Great question. First, understand that fairness isn't automatic. It's engineered. Use the tools available, but also keep in mind the ethical and social implications of your models. And remember, detecting bias is an ongoing journey, not a destination.
Wise words, Alex. And with that, we've come to the end of another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. We hope you've learned something new and are leaving a little more tech-savvy than you arrived.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. Don't forget to hit subscribe and join us next time for more tech deep dives and nerdy goodness. Until then, keep questioning, keep learning, and keep nerding out.
Bye, everyone.